Hello everyone, and welcome to the episode 20 of the Academic Architects. I'm here with my co-host Aditya and my other co-host Shiva, and today I think it's the best day to record a podcast because so many things have been happening lately, and we got some really fresh news that today two fixtures from Game Week 19 will be postponed: Leeds against Liverpool and Watford against Wolves. It means that many managers are left with depleted squads once again. So I think this is the first really, really important topic we need to address, as I think most of us have triple Liverpool and maybe at least one Watford asset. So Shiva, first of all, how are you?
I'm great, Chris. I mean, especially the last two game weeks were pretty good for me. I know it's not the same for some of the other people out there in the community, but I was on the lucky side of it, so I'm feeling pretty good. Obviously, these postponements at the last moment are not helping, especially with the Liverpool games, with the Salah going. So there are big things to come, and I'm just getting a feeling that tables are gonna turn upside down in next few game weeks, just because there's not going to be an easy Salah captaincy option anymore. So yeah, excited as well as a little bit nervous of some of the uncertainties.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Aditya, how's it going? How are you feeling about FPL being back?
Yeah, I mean, nice to be back on the show again. But in regards to FPL, two horrendous game weeks. I mean, we've all had such tough times navigating with depleted squads. And I think most of us will agree at this point, right? Even if FPL decide to pause the league, I'll just happily take my over and move on, because I can't be bothered. It's getting so difficult with COVID and postponements to handle things. But with the two games also getting postponed recently now, I mean, I think we will start to have, as Shiva said, a bit of variances in terms of our squad selection.
Yeah, it's definitely the chaos that these postponements bring is, it's really, really insane. And I think FPL has become a much more adaptive game than a planning game that it was before. That I think we cannot really plan ahead too much. No, we know some doubles and some blank game weeks, but there's some point where you have to really, really react to what's in front of you instead of try to play the long game. Sometimes I think, especially now, I think we have to think, with the current state of everyone's team, everyone will react differently. So starting with Shiva, how do you plan to navigate this game week, and what's the plan for your team?
So uncertainty is not only from the COVID these days that FPL also are throwing at us. They have thrown an extra chip, but that was also something came out of nowhere, and there has been community has been mostly divided on this new chip that we have got. So first thought is if two games have been postponed, so many people who are in a situation where they have half of their team off, and plus there's a talk of Chelsea versus Aston Villa game also getting postponed. So if that happens, I think the free hit this week would be very popular. For me, I'm not sure yet, right? So right now I have three Liverpool, obviously no Leeds, and luckily no Watford or Wolves. So if the rest of the fixtures go ahead, I'm not planning to use free hit or any other chip. Maybe just take a hit or maybe even two to get Son or some other players who have upcoming double game week as well as good fixtures, and just move on. But again, this is just Thursday morning. We have more than 48 hours to go. So never know what will happen. And if few more games get postponed, then yeah, I mean, I won't hesitate to use a free hit now that we have two, if more than half of my team is gone. But in general, my advice would be, you should have all the plans ready. If this happens, you can use this chip. If this doesn't happen, you can take hits, get target these players. But obviously we need to wait till the right last moment. So this time the deadline is on Sunday. So many people would want to, get their transfer done before Christmas, just in case they are going out on a vacation or they're with families, they won't have time to check FPL. But this time, engaged managers would definitely wait till the Boxing Day morning just to make sure whether all the fixtures are going ahead all the eight, those are left, and take decision based on that. So in terms of targeting players, if I make any transfer or hits, I think Man United, West Ham and Spurs are the teams which look like they don't have much COVID issues. Even if Antonio had COVID, I think he might be okay to play even the next game because his isolation period is getting over, and David Moyes confirmed that he is not getting any bad symptoms. So he might be good as well. So those three teams are the teams who have got good next couple of fixtures, plus the double game week coming, and as well as right now they don't have much COVID cases in their squad. So look, if I go with the transfer, those three teams are the ones that I would target them. Obviously from Son and Kane, right now Son looks to be the better option, and in case if I decide to get rid of Salah this week, then Son is like, you know, easy move in. Not just for me, I think many people will do that, and that will be a popular move. But yeah, that is something that I'm thinking. Again, selling Salah is a double-edged sword. Leicester, the way they are defending. I mean, did you see that game? Like, they were playing with Liverpool, like, Team B, and they were conceding chances left and right. So I'm just afraid, like, if I look for a short term for just this week and sell Salah, and he's playing Leicester in next game week, I think he's a standout captain despite the fixture looking tougher on paper. So yeah, that's a big decision, but that is the transfer that I'm looking at right now, considering that the Chelsea game will go ahead. But if Chelsea game doesn't go ahead, then I have two Chelsea defenders, I might need to take a hit or two. So that's the plan, these three teams that I would target, and current plan is to sell Salah for Son.
I think most of the things you just said are going through everyone's minds, to be honest. Aditya, do you have a similar concern? So what's the plan there?
Yeah, pretty much I'm also in the same boat. Like, I have triple Liverpool, Rafinha, and then I still have Hangi Chen. So I'm in a much tougher spot, although they are all... I mean, I was intending to bench Rafinha and Hangi Chen anyways this game week, but with the three Liverpool players who were my supposed starters, with they also gone, my bench also pretty much depleted, I will have to take hits to do something here and there. So my initial thoughts were basically to do Rafinha to Martinelli, and then maybe do Hwang Hee-chan to Broha or someone as a third forward option who has a nice chance of playing a few games, and at least they might have a double game week in 22. But with Salah, the only fact is, since Liverpool have a blank now, and then they play Leicester. As you have said, Leicester are awful defensively, and Liverpool can potentially have a field day. And then game week 21 is Chelsea, and then 22-23, pretty much I think Salah is going to AFCON. So it makes sense for people to get in Son, and then shift the funds forward, and then get Ronaldo. And so there are a lot of options there. You'll see a lot of changes there. But again, the game, the Villa-Chelsea game is also important. It could be called off because of the situation Villa had, and the game against, who it was, I think it was Burnley, which got Burnley or Watford, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, which got called off in game week 18. So we'll have to wait and see again, and make our decisions right towards the end, closer to the deadline on Sunday. So I think keep your moves planned, like, if based on the scenarios, if such situation happens, what you want to do. And then hopefully you can do it on Sunday, pairing price changes. Hopefully people don't make stupid moves and just, you know, start making stupid transfers now and the prices go up.
So Aditya, a quick thing. You mentioned that you have a Wolves and a Rafinha, Wolves player and a Rafinha as well. So do you have an entire 15 squad playing? Because if you have five players out, I think a free hit something, it might be an option, good option for you. You have the other squad, rest of the squad playing?
At the moment, for this game week, as things stand, I am on, I think, 9 players who can play. But I'm heavily dependent on Villa-Chelsea game to go ahead. Otherwise, I will have to take another hit. So, as things stand, as I said, Rafinha goes out for Martinelli, and Hangi Chen goes out for Broa. So, both of them have to play this game week for me, and I'll have 11 players playing as of now. But if the Villa-Chelsea game... something happens, then the issue begins, where I might have to take another hit and all. So that's where I'm in a tough spot at this point. it's I mean this Liverpool game is causing a lot of headache for others now.
Yeah, so I don't know whether Chris, whether you have more players out than just the three, but the reason why I said that because I'm just looking at the fixtures for Boxing Day, which are at this point going ahead, and these are 3 p.m. kickoff. So by deadline, if they are not postponed, there is a good chance that they'll go ahead. And if somebody is thinking about a free hit, I think you can make the most out of it because the 3 p.m. kickoffs of Man City, Leicester, Norwich, Arsenal, Spurs, Palace and West Ham, Southampton. So you could really, you know, fill up your team with Man City, Arsenal, Spurs and West Ham players, even Everton, who probably have got DCL back, you know, as an outside punt and get your free hit. I mean, you are likely to, you know, earn 20-25 points on that one if you have more players off. So fixture wise and the timing wise, Boxing Day free hit doesn't look like a bad option for those who have more than 3-4 players out. So Chris, what's your status of your team?
So at the moment I have Jota, Salah and Arnold. I'm lucky to have not transferred one of the players because I was really considering King or Dennis a few game weeks ago, so I think I'm a bit lucky that I didn't actually buy anyone, and I'm seeing some people with both, so I think there's people with 5 players out right now, which is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit a big headache for some people. But to be honest, at the moment my team is a bit of a mess because I have Foden who's a naughty boy, so I have no idea what's happening there. Pep Guardiola has no intention to clarify, so that's an issue. Kyle Walker has just disappeared from earth. Apparently, I don't know exactly what's happening with him again. So my team's a bit of a mess, honestly, with the 3 players out and Antonio, who might or might not play. I'm really, really thinking that a hit has to become, has to be necessary here because I just don't see the way that a free hit will help the team overall, because I think there's more fires that I might need to put out longer term. So yeah, I think I'm a bit torn. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really interesting way to navigate things. But my first thought about it is that selling Salah is going to open the most, the best upside avenue, you know, chase some nice captaincy points. Because I just think there's some really good options this game week that you can get to if you sell Salah. And, you know, of course, the Leicester game is a risk. But, I mean, I wouldn't want him against Chelsea. And then he's off to, the AFCON. And who knows when he's going to come back from that. So it's a big dilemma, but I just think it's the most straightforward thing to do at the moment. Especially for someone like me, who is a bit, you know, my rank is not that good. I'm like 300-something K. I think I don't really have any. It's pointless to just stick with Salah, who's owned by everyone. And I think it's time to, you know, get someone to captain who's gonna increase that rank. Do you guys agree with this?
You mentioned about Foden. I mean, looking at that, I have Foden and Antonio in my team right now, and I'm counting them as starters in my team. But you're right. Like, he's been a naughty boy, and you never know what Pep has in mind. I mean, I was of the opinion that maybe it was just, you know, one game kind of warning for both Jack and Foden. But it looks like this morning press conference, I don't know whether you guys heard, Pep was like pretty, he was not happy while being asked about Foden and even the Walker situation. He was acting up and not responding very well. So I don't know whether it's a case of, keeping Foden and Grealish on the bench for a long time, because if that's the case, we may need to consider Foden as, you know, an option we need to get rid of. And then our situation becomes even worse. So, but one good thing is that even City have like very short turnaround for the next game week. So they are playing, I think, on 26th morning, and they have the fixture. They have on a Wednesday with Brentford. So I think even if it's the case of being naughty and some regulations or rules on Foden and Grealish, I still think that they'll play one of the two games. So my first thought is to hold Foden, but yeah, I mean, we might have to consider Foden and Antonio as a non-players coming to the end of it, so you never know.
I just think that right now it's a bit of a I don't know. The situation has to, it's either, you know, play it safe or, you know, I think it's the optimal time to take some risks. I think this game is going to be, I think it's going to be the most interesting game so far, because I think the captaincy is going to be really spread out. And that really depends on what transfers you do that will allow you to, you know, to get some players. So, yeah, so I think we've covered the, you know, these postponements as much as we could. I think we could, you know, spend all day saying why we shouldn't or we should keep Salah or sell Salah. But I think that might become a better argument next week, where more people are going to be keen to sell. So given that we have an extra chip, second free hit, there's been loads of strategies that I've seen on Twitter, you know, people trying to navigate all sorts of ways to, you know, plan the next game weeks. And the information we have now is that a double game week is coming close in game week 22. 21 is it's also a possibility, but 22 seems like the most confirmed. So the initial thought was to free hit game week 22. But, you know, and in the blank game week 30 too. So Shiva, are you following through that seemingly template plan, or do you have some second thoughts or, you know, other ideas about the strategy?
I mean, as I said that I'm looking for all the options, but not nailed on any plan. But I was almost certain that if game week 21 also gets decided as a double game week, then I'd probably do wildcard 21 and bench boot 22. That way I'm, you know, getting most of those two double game weeks, as well as getting that bench boot chip out of the way. So once that is done, I mean, we may have to keep the bench, our squad, full squad of playing players entire season, but just want to get that bench boot chip out of the way. So that was my initial plan. But with this extra free hit now, free hit 22 was also going to become a very good option. Till this morning, when we got the news of Liverpool versus Leeds getting called off, and from recently what I've read from Ben Klein and some other people posted that game, Liverpool versus Leeds, might get moved into double game week 22. So if that is the case, then we already would have some Liverpool assets during that game, at least Jota and Trent. So I'm not sure whether the free hit would be worth in that case. So given, it all depends on fixtures, right? We know that there is confirmed double game week in game week 22, but the fixtures are not there yet. We don't know whether West Ham are going to double or not. So a lot of things depend on the fixtures, but as of now, I'm more inclined towards wildcard 21 and bench boost 22 instead of free hit, just because there is a chance of having two double game weeks to target. Even if game week 21 is not going to be a big double game week, even if there are a couple of fixtures still on the wildcard, you know, we could target those and then target the rest on the bench boost for 22. So that's my current thought. And two free hits can be very helpful in the later part of season. So, I mean, thoughts might be right now on like very high level, maybe game week 30 and 36, something like that. But in the season like this, having two free hits is going to come in handy any type of the season. So that's my thoughts right now. Just navigating through maybe a couple of hits till 21, then looking at the fixtures, maybe wildcard 21, bench boost 22, and then hit free hits later. Unless, you know, there is some weird thing happens and there are so many more fixtures get postponed over the next couple of game weeks. So different strategy. I mean, strategies are changing every day, right? You never know what will happen. So, but for now, that's where I'm heading.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I was surprised with the negativity on Twitter yesterday with the new free hit. I mean, at first glance, I thought, okay, this makes the game a bit more exciting. Definitely gonna make it a bit more engaging for some people who are not as, you know, the casuals. But, you know, I can easily understand why some people dislike it. You know, because we as a community, we are the serious FPL players, and we've planned this whole season. and we're, you know, we're just playing thinking that we have this chips, and I think this is a bit unfair to some people to some extent, but I just think we can't really complain. We, you know, wasting energy to complain about the free hit is not gonna do us any favors. So I think more energy has to be spent on, you know, finding a way to, you know, to optimize the game from the you know, if you have both free hits, you know, you might actually benefit at the end of the day. So that's my thoughts on it. And, you know, just, you know, a small parenthesis to that topic. So Aditya, what's your strategy as of now, and what do you think you're gonna do?
So I mean, this additional free hit could help you even towards the later part of the season, as we will definitely have another blank in game week 30 or somewhere because of the FA Cup. So I think most of us will have decent amount of players doubling in game week 22. Because at the moment, if you just see, I mean, most of us definitely have Aston Villa player now with Watkins. We have West Ham players who could double, United players that could double. Liverpool, since this game got postponed now, it could be pushed to 22, as you were saying. So, I mean, even I think Chelsea could double, right, in 22, because they have, I think, the club, what is it, FIFA Club World Cup or something, in 24 and 25, they have blanks, right? So there's a chance even that happens. So, I mean, we might be, at the end of the day, even with Salah going to AFCON, we might get Son, some Spurs coverage. So at the end of the day, I think we will have decent amount of players, right, playing game week 22, because we might, you know, structure our squad in such a way that we get a decent amount of players. But again, this COVID can ruin things. Postponements again could hit us before 22 and 21. So I think at the moment, I will just play safe and not use the chip unless I'm really forced to, if there are fixture postponements, player injuries and all those such things happen. Other than that, I will like to use my free hit later, maybe in game week 30. It's definitely, I think, one chip and maybe one towards the end, and then we can use a wild card or maybe use a bench boost now and get it out of the way. So that was what I would say. But we don't have the confirmed fixtures out, right? At the moment, we're just saying that United should have a double game week, Spurs should obviously have, West Ham should have, and the others should have, right? Because the number of games played in game week 18 was just 4. So it makes sense at this point.
Yeah, and one more reason why not we should not commit to any strategy for 21 and 22 right now is that those game weeks are going to be scheduled where there is going to be a peak of Omicron, what they're predicting in January, UK. So, I mean, even if, you know, fixtures are out, it's all looking good. Whether all those fixtures are going to actually take place, that's whole another situation. I read one of the views that even if we are going to target this double game week by any chip, those actually happen to end up being double game week or just a single or a blank. It all depends on the COVID. So, yeah, I mean, there's no point in committing to any chip strategy. But yeah, we can do what we know for now.
Definitely. You have to keep that in mind. I mean, we have to have a, you know, a general idea. I think obviously not committing to any strategies is what we should be doing right now. But I think people like to have a brief idea of what they want to do. But for me, if we think everything goes ahead as it will be planned, I think there's a strong argument to free hit in game week 22, because I think both Liverpool and City are, for now, they're not having doubles. And, you know, I think most people will want to have City assets, especially after the double game, because I think they face, if I'm not mistaken, it's Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, something in the likes of that. And I think those fixtures are going to be triple City fixtures for sure. So I think there's some players you'd want to have after the, you know, the doubles that you might not want to spend many free transfers on. So it's a big debate for me. But yeah, as you said, it's all dependent on what's happening next. And, you know, if we get news that Game Week 21 is also a double, then I think the wildcard bench boost plan is definitely a great idea. So yeah, I think everything is in play. And I'm gonna be excited if things are well, to see what everyone does. And, you know, it's gonna be fun, I think. So I think we can move on from Chip's strategy and the postponements and preview the game week that's coming upon us. So in mind, I think we should discuss the best transfer targets for this game week, given that many of us might actually need to transfer a premium asset. Starting with Shiva, if you were to transfer Salah out, who would be your go-to asset? And who, would you try to downgrade Salah to get someone else, like Ronaldo, maybe? Or Kane?
Kane, wow. So, as I said at the start of the part, Son is very like, if I sell Salah, Son is almost, nailed on for me to come in. But as I said, there are plenty of fixtures to target. City playing Leicester, Arsenal playing Norwich, Spurs obviously, West Ham, and United playing Newcastle. So a lot of fixtures to target. So obviously when you sell Salah, you will have plenty of cash in hand. And if I don't think many people are on two free transfers saved at this point. But if anybody is on two free transfer, then obviously switching to Ronaldo by using Salah money is a great option. One thing we need to keep in mind is that United, had quite a few days off. They just resumed training. We don't know which of them had COVID and not. So even if they come back, it's not sure, not confirmed that they'll just hit the ground running. Even before that, they were not playing at their best and had narrow victories against Palace and Norwich, I think. So that is one point to consider. But yeah, on paper, Ronaldo looks really, really good. Not only because he plays Newcastle, but he plays Burnley in the midweek, and then he has a possible double game week coming up. So yeah, he looks really good as well. In terms of straight midfield options for if you sell Salah, I think some of the cheap options like Bowen looks really good. He looked really good against the Spurs, and if Antonio misses out, he might even play as a forward. So I think Bowen is a really, really good transfer. Martinelli has been a bandwagon for a couple of weeks now, and Arsenal are also looking good going forward. But again, after Norwich, their fixtures turn pretty bad. So if you don't have Arsenal, I wouldn't recommend. For midfield options, Son and Bowen are my top choices. And if you have free hit or if you are willing to take hits, and then Ronaldo also is someone you can go ahead with. One more thing, like Man City playing Leicester, we all feel that Man City are going to score a few goals past Leicester looking at how they are defending. But it's not easy that who to target from that City team, right? I mean, right now, only the options whom I would trust from City in terms of FPL are KDB and Sterling. And those are pretty costly. Obviously, when you sell Salah, you will have funds available to get those. But with the kind of things going on with the COVID and other things, I'm not really sure going for players like those would necessarily make sense. But you are that kind of a manager, who wants to take a chance, take a risk. Then as an outside picks, I really, really like KDB or Sterling for next couple of weeks if you're selling Salah. Though those really have higher upside and very low ownership. So those are the options that I would think.
Headache with Pep Roulette might not be worth it. I think someone like Son, who is definitely nailed, might be a tad better option for a cheaper price. And also saves you the mini heart attack when FPL Rockstar tweets that your player needs a rest. So I'm actually leaning towards him. Aditya, you're next. Would you get Salah out? Would you try to be, differentiate and, take your chances with someone else with another premium this game?
I mean, at this point with Salah hauling pretty much every time, I think he's only blanked twice now so far this season. And unfortunately, this is going to be a blank game week where he'll score 0 points. But, I mean, they don't play any game. But, there's a nice chance of transferring Salah out, right? Because the only fear you will have is the game against Leicester where Liverpool can just, whack them and, basically walk over them pretty easily. But you never know what will happen exactly. But then the Chelsea game obviously is a tough one. And then Salah goes to AFCON. So obviously it makes sense, right? Getting a premium midfielder at this point. So I think Shiva pretty much covered everything very well. Like, you can go for Son and then switch your funds to Ronaldo. Or if I say the other way, you can go for Kane and then get Rashford, people will start laughing. But
Kane is not an option for people. Who are
I think old. People have burnt out at this point with Kane. That I mean, Son is obviously undoubtedly the better pick at this point. I mean, this is going to be no debate about that. And then going Ronaldo is always better. But then again, Sterling, KDB and all, they have low ownership. You have chance of getting points. But then I'm pretty sure everybody has Cancelo, and they will definitely have one of Foden or Bernardo Silva. So it's going to be definitely triple city for somebody who wants to move from Salah to, let's say, KDB or Sterling. So it makes sense getting someone like Son. Obviously, it makes sense doing that. And then getting Ronaldo and targeting for the next round of games, including a double game. Again, Bowen is someone, I think, who scored in the League Cup game, I think, yesterday. And their next round of games also look good. And that's the thing. I mean, like, the only thing is Burnley, Everton, right? We had some news coming out. Everton wanted the game to be postponed and then Premier League kind of rejected it. That's what I read. I hope that's true. But other than that, I think even Calvert-Lewin is back, right? And although he might have a bench cameo, he could potentially shadow, maybe come out from the bench. But their next round of games look really good, although Everton are struggling. And with him back is something like, he's a talisman, right? He'll help them score goals and he'll dominate, and he'll basically help them to win games now. And they could also probably have a double game week in 22. So, I mean, if you don't want to go someone like, if Antonio is like not playing this week and you want to do some different sideways move, then even Calvert-Lewin would someone, I would say. I think other than that, don't really see. I mean, like, you have Fernandes, that's an outside shot, but if penalties are going to Ronaldo, it doesn't make sense, right, doing anything else.
Sancho was not seen in training, so I'm not sure whether that's the latest news, but in that way, Rashford would look pretty nailed. And as you said, Kane, people are just, you know, frustrated of him, but getting Kane and Rashford ahead of you know, Ronaldo and Son, it doesn't look like a good choice right now. So I'm thinking that plenty of people would be making similar moves again if they end up selling Salah. So, but you know, having said all that, Salah might become a differential captain on its own. I mean, not like it would be differential to the level of 50% effective ownership or something like that, but if plenty of people sell Salah, then holding him itself might become a differential. But yeah, looking at the AFCON coming up and the Chelsea fixture, I think even if you decide to sell him and even if he decides to score, I hope it's like not that 24 pointer all over again. But yeah, I hope that it's not the bad time to sell Salah.
I think if we decide to sell Salah, then we need to pray that Jota starts and has his share of points again in the game against Leicester. We'll probably hold on to Jota because that makes sense. So hopefully if one doesn't work, the other one should do something.
I mean, my view right now, my opinion is I'm leaning towards getting Son and Ronaldo because the fixtures are there. Son has been really good for me this year. I think he's much better asset than Kane is, both in terms of value. You know, he's a midfielder. He gets an extra point for the clean sheet, for the goals. And, you know, against Liverpool, which was a mad, mad game, actually, the only game I would you know, discuss from last game week, to be honest. Both Son and Kane, and if I dare say, Dele Alli looked really, really good. You know, in the counter-attacking football that Tottenham played, I think they could have all had double figures in that game. And it, you know, against Liverpool, without Van Dijk, but you know, still it's Liverpool. I think that makes me think that jumping on them right now is definitely a good idea. And you know, if you think about it, Salah has less turn than Chelsea. Would you think that, you know, Spurs against a weaker position, and you know, Ronaldo against Burnley next game week, and Newcastle this game week, don't you think outscores Salah over the span of a blank and a game against Leicester away. And I know Leicester is not the... It's quite an optimal fixture for Liverpool because Leicester have been really bad defending. But I just think when you see the fixtures, you got to play with them. And I think the blank for Liverpool is an opportunity for us to jump early, and hesitate less. Because I think people would be really, really not willing to sell Salah if he was just going to go to the AFCON before Leicester or Chelsea. So I just think it's an opportunity, but I understand the fear of EO and, Salah could easily haul and do something crazy again. So,
any other season, I think more people would be talking about selling Salah and, wouldn't even mind that playing fixtures. But because of that weird United game, even last week when I went against Salah captain against Spurs, I said on a Twitter that I one of the reasons like I trusted Conte with that. So it's very rare in a very tough game week that even a premium player like Salah comes out with like a huge pointer. Let's say even if he scores, let's say a goal against Chelsea or a goal against Leicester, you could think that you can get similar kind of returns from Son or even Bowen, and so use that rest of the money elsewhere. So it's just that psychologically now people are so scared of not owning Salah, because again, if he hits that hat-trick against Leicester, you'd not feel good. But I think the combination of him going to AFCON plus Chelsea fixture and the Leeds game getting postponed, I think it's calculated punt, and I think I'm going to sell Salah just hoping that against Leicester he keeps relatively quiet. But I think similar situation is getting developed in Chelsea defender. So I think most of us have right now Chelsea double or at least Reece James, Chelsea double defenders we have. And they have pretty bad run of fixtures coming up along with two blanks. So they are playing Aston Villa this game week. If that game goes ahead, obviously we are all keeping them, plus the Brighton in the midweek looks pretty good. But after that, they have Liverpool, City, Spurs, and then two blanks. So I think we need to take a time to sell maybe both of them or at least one of them before they start their fixture run against Liverpool in game week 21. So, I mean, do you guys have any plan to sell those, and if yes, then for whom? What do you guys think?
I'm a double owner myself, and now I would like to mention something before we move on to this topic, that Salah, since game week 9, he's only got double figures once. So if he does not blank, it doesn't mean he holds. Just putting that there, so we can think about it when we make our decisions. So yeah. Regarding Chelsea defense, I have Alonso and Rudiger. Alonso, when I got him in, he wasn't the best transfer, but he's been ticking along nicely recently. But yeah, I just think I think he's the obvious sell from the two. Rudiger is far more nailed. I don't really trust Alonso to start all their games, so I'm a bit hesitant to keep him instead of Rudiger, who I have some nice value. I have I bought him at 5.5. He's now 6.2, which is some nice value. But I wouldn't be against selling both, if you ask me, because they've got two blanks and really tough fixtures. Although, we have to remember that Chelsea have Jorginho, Kovacic, and Kante all back, which is crucial for their defense. And I think you can see how much more control we have over games when we have our starting midfielders available. So I think for now, I'm definitely not touching them, because we have so many fires in our teams that, especially my team, I feel like they are the last of my concerns for now. But I think come the Liverpool game, maybe the City game, I want to get at least one out and see if postponements or anything allows me to get both out. And if I don't have any other fires to put out, I think that's what I'm going to be doing. And also, if you have the free hit for game week 22, or if you wildcard in game week 21,
that's the easy route. I think you can just get them out of the wild card, no free transfer spent, and then you can also get them back game week 26. So yeah, I think if you wild card in game week 21, it's a no-brainer to go without Chelsea defense.
Yeah, that was one of the reason why, you know, I was thinking of, I'm more inclined towards wildcard is I have two Chelsea defenders who look good for 19 and 20, but I can easily stay away from any Chelsea asset from game week 21 to 25, where they have three very difficult fixtures and two blanks. So yeah, that is one of the points that I had in mind when I said that wildcard 21 seems like the option which I'll go with. What about you, Aditya? Do you have Chelsea double? Or what are your thoughts on when you're going to move them off?
A few weeks back, I did Alonso to Dalo. Didn't work out. Didn't plan the move well at all, and I got battered. But I just have Reece James at this point, and with the next run of games, I'm just keeping him. I mean, at least until Chelsea really have a blank that's in 24 and 25. At the moment, based on the fixtures I have, I'm going to keep Reece James till then. But I think moving one out is making sense, definitely. I think in game week 21 or 22, wherever you feel like getting them out would make sense. But I think, as you said, I think Kante, Jorginho, Kovacic all coming back, I think Chelsea will start to get better as they have been struggling over the last few weeks. So even in the tougher run of games, we could see a very resilient and a tough defensive Chelsea side. So it's a coin toss, it could go either way, but you have to look at who you're really looking to get in those run of games, right? Maybe you can get someone like Reguilon or some other players, just an early shout. So moving them out based on the fixture, yes, but only maybe in game week 21 and 22. But as we get closer to game week 22, I think we'll have a fair idea about the fixtures and the COVID situation. So these are just a very early shout on these things. But again, is if you are looking to use your wildcard, then maybe getting rid of one makes sense to a Spurs defender. Other than that, I think that's what I want to add at this point. So just make your plans way towards the closer to the deadline, because things change so drastically, fixtures get so postponed. Whatever planning we have been doing over the last few weeks has just gone to the bin at this point. So just don't make plans for a longer run at this point.
Yeah, it's all a bit up in the air right now. Everything can be blown from minute to minute, from day to day. But I think I wouldn't be against keeping double Chelsea defense against Liverpool and City. I think we can get at least one clean sheet. So maybe having one of them might not be as bad. And if you're planning to free hit game week 22, then you don't really have to own them for that game week. And then you might want to hold for the two blanks. I don't know if that's a viable plan. And then you have a really nice round of fixtures and you haven't really spent a free hit, free transfer, I'm sorry. On any of them. So I think that's also, an option there.
That's a Chelsea fan talking in, Chris.
I'm just being positive. with our important players back, we're going to become a much more solid team at the back, because we've been conceding too much lately. And actually, since I've been on double defense, we've kept a clean sheet only once, which has really annoyed me, to be honest, as a fan.
But Alonso has returned twice, right? So that's
yeah, he got the points against Wolves. So although we didn't get the win, I had a bit of a glimpse of happiness from that event. We didn't concede, at least. So yeah, I think we can move on to another dilemma, because I think many people have this dilemma, which comes from, if you want to get to Ronaldo, let's say, who do you sell? Because I think many people own this duo, Lacazette or Antonio. Because I have the similar dilemma. I think, Lacazette is actually quite heavily owned after the events of the past few gamings. So what do you think, guys? Shiva, what do you think about this? Lacazette plays Norwich. Antonio has the better fixtures, might not even start this game week. What's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the biggest dilemma I have right now. If I choose to... choose to go in a Ronaldo way, because if you really look, Lacazette is not a player I would like to have in my team for any longer, but selling him against Norwich doesn't really make sense, especially that Antonio could miss this week's fixture, if not completely, but at least he might come off a bench. I mean, I hope that he doesn't come off of 10 days isolation from COVID and then straight away plays 90 minutes. It can happen, but I mean, I'm not sure whether that will happen. So, I mean, really, my thought right now, if I go in that way, probably get rid of Antonio and hold Lacazette for one more game just to see how West Ham game is going to pan out, because West Ham are playing Watford next game week. So Watford's fixture got postponed this week, this game week. So the next game week is in 2 days' time. So they are saying that that game might be on, but you never know, right? I mean, maybe that game against Watford might also not go ahead. So keeping Antonio for two game weeks on the bench won't be a good idea. So right now, I am slightly inclined towards selling Antonio of the two. But again, I mean, I am a little bit afraid of that Arsenal fixture timing. Like, they are playing Norwich, and then within 48 hours, they are playing Wolves. Wolves is obviously much tougher game. And if Arteta decides to bench his important players against Norwich, and if I hold Lacazette and if he gets benched, I'm going to be so annoyed, because this is the fixture what I will be keeping him for. So it's really, you know, I would say 50-50. But, you know, if I have to pull the trigger right now, I'll probably sell Antonio for Ronaldo. But, I mean, I'm still torn. And because of that, because I don't know which one to sell for Ronaldo, I may, you know, not go for Ronaldo this week right away and just do Salah to Son and then keep the money in the bank, and then maybe next game week, looking at how things are panning out, sell Lacazette to get Ronaldo possibly.
Yeah, I think what you said, you know, is the thoughts that have been revolving in my head too. Aditya, do you have a similar dilemma, or have you not went for the Lacazette route? Because there were no more strikers to choose from last game week.
I don't have any Arsenal player in my team.
Okay. So I don't three have of them.
So, as I was saying, right, I might get Martinelli this week. So, I might just break Martinelli. He might blank. So, other than that, I have Watkins and Antonio. So, this is a different shout what I wanted to say here. Now, what if you're in a boat like me and you don't have a Lacazette?
Now, I also have a...
Yeah, you have Watkins. The thing is, Watkins, the Chelsea game, we don't know whether it's going to go ahead. Then they play Leeds, I think, midweek, right? And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, that game might also not go ahead. So we could potentially see two blanks for Villa. This is potentially, we are just speculating at this point. We really don't know what will happen. So if, as things stand, as of now, let us hypothetically say Villa don't play the next two game weeks, I think for me, straight away, Watkins is out. And I'll do Watkins to Ronaldo, Salah to Son, and then Rafinha to Martinelli for a minus 8. This is at the moment what I'm looking at. And keep Antonio. Hope he gets a bench cameo or something, or he plays. Because the next round of games, and including the double game week, he'll turn out to be a better asset. And I also have Pawn, so I'm just praying things go out well for West Ham. But in terms of Lacazette, right? That's a tough call, because they play Norwich and they have a tight turnaround for the next game. So, it depends where you want to meet your ends. If you want to keep a Lacazette for this week, and if it looks more likely Antonio is not playing, then doing Antonio to Ronaldo, getting in Ronaldo for Antonio makes sense. And then maybe then doing Lacazette to Antonio once he's fit over the next game week or two, that could be another call. Or maybe Calvert-Lewin and all this. There's still chances, right? That's it. You can maybe keep Bowen and go with just one single West Ham asset.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really mad, because we're going to have rotation too, because of the short turnaround. So I just think it's going to be really, really tough two game weeks to, you know, you might not even have a full squad again next game week. So really makes you think it's going to be crazy.
And the midweek game week, the deadline is on Tuesday, and I think the games go on till Thursday for the midweek. So I think that is going to be a bloodbath. From the look of it, because if you see the news came out, so a little bit on Watkins, if I have Watkins, I would definitely look to sell. And the reason for that is Leeds must have had some additional positive cases today, and that's the reason their fixture got postponed today, not before today. So in that case, I don't see any chance that their game in the midweek will go ahead either, you know, unless they have some other players who are coming back. So not sure, but I think it's very likely that if Villa game against Chelsea doesn't go ahead this week, then Villa will have consecutive blanks. So obviously holding Watkins wouldn't make sense in that case. So
yeah, I think we need some more clarification for this week, and of course for next week we would like to have some more news, but I don't think that's possible before the deadline. So I think we can just speculate, and I don't really like that we have to speculate possible postponements when making moves, but this is how it is nowadays. So yeah, I think we have to, you know, I think if I, because I have Watkins, like I said, Antonio, I think you guys have helped me to think that Watkins might be the better one to sell, because I can't see him doing many things this game week, and if it's a blank next game week, I think there's no point keeping him. So yeah, thank you for that, guys, and I hope some of you have a similar dilemma.
Guys, you know the funniest part? Whatever we are talking about right now, tomorrow, this time, this might all be irrelevant.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things happening. This morning, two games got postponed. Tomorrow, if two more games got postponed, whatever we are talking about, you know, we wouldn't be any relevant. So yeah, that's the time we are living in. So anything
just
can happen.
We try to be relevant as much as possible, right? We just we try to get to talk about something and hope that next day we're still like people want to listen to it, because it's, you know, it's still how it is. But yeah, it's all a bit you know, it's crazy right now, honestly. Do you have something else regarding the preview of the game in mind that we could, you know, discuss right now? We've got some questions too. Should we do the questions before the captaincy and transfers?
Yeah, let's do the question. I think we only have a couple. There wasn't much. So I think one question is something that we covered already. FPL hits asked that how many players we need to be out to seriously consider free hit 19. So I mean, what do you guys think? Let's start with Aditya. What do you guys think? What do you think? How many players you would need to have out of your team, or, you know, postpone games to seriously consider free hit this week?
I would say that if you just have like 5 players or less than 5 players starting in your team, then I think you might have to use a free hit. If you have 5 or below, then I think then you're in a tough situation, because unless if you even have 6 or 7 players, then I think maybe making 2-3 transfers and going for 9-10 players is more than enough to, you know, kind of move on with this game, because things are tough, and I mean, at this point you can't be forcing your way and making sure that you have 11 players every week, because things keep on changing. So if you have 5 players or less than that, maybe free hit makes sense.
What do you think?
I mean, personally, I'm actually considering the free hit, because there's too much uncertainty on some of my players. Antonio, who might not start because he had COVID. Alonso, I think he played yesterday. Tuchel might, you know, think he wants to rest him too. Walker, will he play? Foden, will he play? So it's a bit of a, you know, I'm gonna try to find a way to save it, to be honest. And I think up to -12, you know, if you can field at least 8-9 players with maybe 1-2 hits maximum, I think I'd try to save the free hit, because I think then you might lose ground from trying to navigate the blanks and the, you know, doubles without your second free hit, which I think will come in handy. So I just think, you know, trying to save the free hit as much as possible is the ideal solution. And I think if I had 6 players right now, I'd try to take a hit to field 8 or 9 maybe. And I think the upside of this game week is more than a usual game, because we have some premiums who have really nice fixtures. And if you captain one of those, then the hit is, you know, even more justified. So I think hits will pay off this game week. More hits will pay off rather than not. So that's my view on it. So I think you should try to not free hit.
I mean, I beg to little bit differ from you guys on this question. Is, I mean, if I had six players this game week, I would definitely try to free hit. And reason is not because just I have to take a hit, right? Obviously, if I'm taking hit like minus 8 or 12, I'm losing those points. But some of the opportunities that you have this game week, if you go for a free hit, are really, really good. Like, for example, you could get KDB or Sterling in, who are likely to play against Leicester. And those are the type of players, even if you take a hit, you're not going to get them into your team because you don't want to have those players for long. Just because the way city rotation happens. But looking at right now, the way it's been going, KDB is looking certain to start the next game, especially with what's been going on from for Foden and Jack Grealish. So I think there are some opportunities as well in this game week where you could take, like, even let's say for Palace game, Spurs looked really good against game against West Ham. They probably are, you know, understanding more of contest style, and they are looking pretty good on the ball. So even getting Kane, where not many people would have Kane in this team, would be a quite good differential on a free hit. So considering that, if I have anything less than seven players, I would really really try to, I mean, I would hit a free hit button without a doubt. Anything more than seven or even seven, yeah, I would take a hit or two and stay with 9 and 10. But any more than two hits, I would just opt for free hit. Yeah, that's my thought. Okay, the next question what we have is a little bit a generic question, but it's a good question. So do free hit transfers affect prices? And I heard that the wildcard transfers do not. Well, nobody is perfect. He's the one asking questions. So what I think is that obviously there is no certain way to know, like there is no disclosure from official Fantasy Premier League that okay, prices don't affect because of these and these chips. But I would assume same as wildcard, the free transfer would not impact the prices. But the problem is there is no way to know, because all these free hits are going to be applied in the so late on the deadline. You would probably never know what ends up happening and whether all the prices are going to be affected. But if you ask me, I think the rule regarding wildcard and free hit is the same. When you transfer in the players on a free hit on a wildcard, they don't count. Now, having said that, the way many people use free hit and wildcard is whatever transfer they want to do, they will just do the transfer, take the minus 8, 16, 24, whatever, and then just before the deadline, just activate that button so that, you know, the wildcard gets activated and those hits getting cancelled. So by that time, if the player is already risen, then, you know, that deadline is gone. So I really don't know how it works, but if I have to guess, I think the rules regarding price rises should be same with respect to wildcard and free hit. So any of you guys have any more insight into it, Aditya?
I think wildcard is what I've heard. It's, as we have no official confirmation from Premier FPL, basically saying how price ranges occur and all those things. I mean, we have had a lot of situations wherein a lot of players never dropped despite of being transferred out a lot, and then, you know, the price lock and those things. I think for wildcards, as far as I've heard, that price changes don't happen a lot. You want to see? I am assuming, as you said, free hit would be the same at this point. So that's what I would like to say, because there's no clear answer for this, right? Even we don't want to give any sort of false information.
Yeah,
I
have
no clue. Other than what you said, I have no clue about if there's something else. I just don't think you should rush into the free hit anyway. I just think you should wait for it, because right now information is the most important thing. And last deadline, if you could wait until the latest to do your transfers, you probably wouldn't have done what I did, because I took a hit for Watkins, and I couldn't really have changed my team 2 or 3 hours before the deadline, because I had I had something to do. So it was a bit of a, I think that's the unfair part, but right now you need to wait as much as close as you can to the deadline. And, you know, I just think you have to pay attention to price rises or, you know, this kind of stuff. So I think we should move on to, you know, I think we've been on for more than an hour, so I think we can, you know, move on to captaincy, which is going to be really interesting, you know, our plans for this game week in particular. So, Shiva, would you like to tell us your thoughts?
So, as things stand, my transfer this week would be to sell Salah for Son, and I would welcome Son into my team with the armband as well. He has been rested against West Ham in the midweek, so he'd be ready to go. Crystal Palace have not been that good recently, and Tottenham look pretty good going forward. So, he looks really good. So, my plan is to get him in for Salah and giving him the captain's armband. So, that's it.
It's simple, really nice. Aditya, what's your plan?
As I said, as things stand, and this is my initial thoughts, I'm going to take a -8. I'm repeating what I will do. Salah goes out for Son, Martinelli comes in for Rafinha, and then probably Watkin goes out for Ronaldo. And because I'm a United fan, United bias is hitting me. Ronaldo's performances and history against Newcastle, the armband goes to Ronaldo, as things stand. So that's where I am at the moment.
I think I'm going to join you, to be honest. Because my move's probably going to be Ronaldo for Watkins. The other way around, right? Watkins out, Ronaldo in, and Salah out, Son in. And I'm probably going to do another transfer for a -8, depends on the fees, because I'm not sure if the money in the bank allows me to do that move. But I also want to, I think one of my players will not play next game week, so I need to navigate that too. But I think I'm more keen to captain Ronaldo rather than Son. I think Pass could turn up and make it harder for Tottenham to attack. But although I think that Pass will not sit back and defend, which is really positive for, you know, Son and Kane, because I think they're really, really more dangerous when they can counter-attack. So I think Son captain or Ronaldo captain is going to be a big dilemma for me this week. But it's a nice one to have that doesn't involve Salah. So I think it's pretty plain for me. I don't think you can really look elsewhere. City assets too, but I think when you have these fixtures for these premiums, you have to makes more sense to go there.
It looks like Ronaldo effective ownership is going to be quite high at this rate. I mean, I already know plenty of people who are going to cap Ronaldo, and then probably you two guys, and I don't even own him as my current plans. And being a United fan, if he hits a hat-trick, I'd be happy, but my FPL team will sink down, so...
I mean, last week, Shiva, your team flew and our boats became Titanic here, our teams. So, I mean, it is a fair time for us to get more points. Come on.
Yeah, maybe it's time for me to get Ronaldo and join you guys.
then we are having enough.
It's Sue time.
Yeah, Sue.
Celebrate a double figure from Ronaldo. I mean, who knows if it's his last season in the Premier League. I mean, I would really like to celebrate a big haul from Ronaldo in my career as an FPL manager. So I'm looking forward to it being this week.
Just one thing, you know, the reason why I'm not looking to bring him urgently is because United are playing after some time, and Newcastle, they are up for it. They are relegation threatened. And I think they'll give United a good game. I hope they don't, and I hope we win pretty comfortably. But I'm just thinking that game is not going to be as easy as people are thinking. Game against Newcastle.
I think what I would like to add here is very quickly is that since Ralf Rangnick arrived, we did not have enough training sessions, enough time with him to get more, get to know the players very well, get to know the squad very well. The players needed time to adapt to his style. So I think with these break here, with a very unfortunate break due to COVID, which we could probably say we got lucky here because we were playing very awful the last two games, not convincingly great. I think as far as what I heard from Rangnick's press conference is that players had their own individual training sessions at their houses. And as far as I've heard, they have had sessions through Zoom and other things and all they could have had, wherein there's all tactical sessions and all this and that, and I think they have looked quite well since they're back in training for the last 3-4 days. And I think this should probably spark a fire to United players now, and they have to start playing well because they've dropped a lot of points. They have been playing awful over the last few months. Got a manager sacked and they've got somebody in now. And this is a time for them to wake up. Their next run of games also are good. So I don't expect shitty performances from United at this point. And I think they will wake up. And I mean, probably my bias is speaking at this point. But I think we will start to play well now. This, I mean, things have to turn around. We can't drop points at this point.
Yeah, I think this could well be true. And because when you said that, it's really a good point. Because the same thing happened with Spurs, right? Like, they had a couple of weeks off. And the way they came up all guns blazing against Liverpool, I mean, I didn't expect that. Did you see that game against Liverpool? Spurs looked really sharp. One-touch football, like sharp passing. And I mean, if something like that Ralph has done over the last couple of weeks, then yeah, I mean, I'd be pleasantly surprised. But yeah, let's see. Let's see what happens. But yeah, you're right. I mean, same thing happened with Spurs. Could well happen with United. So let's see.
One player I want to add from Spurs is Lucas Moura as a differential. So if anybody has enough balls, you can go for Moura, who's just 6.4. So
yeah, good. But I think with these teams, you might want to focus on the premium assets. Surely he could, for the price, I think he could be good value.
It makes sense for people who want to move away from Rafinha because he's in a similar price range. So if somebody has that, somebody's willing to, I mean, Moura is, I would say, a decent shout for that price and that ownership.
Yep, definitely agree. So I think, guys, we've covered, you know, pretty much everything important for this game week. I really, really want things to go as we've planned. You know, we don't have any more postponements. Maybe, hopefully not. But yeah, I think we've made a really good progress today. And thank you for joining us, guys. And Merry Christmas and be safe.